Chapter 2. Ali Baba didn't cut down any more trees. He ran quickly back to the town, to his wife. She was in the kitchen. "Look, wife," he said, "I've found this money in the forest."
"Is it yours?" asked his wife.
"Some thieves put money in a room in a rock. I heard the words they used to open the door. There's lots and lots of gold. I only took one bag."
"How much is in this bag?" asked his wife.
"Can I buy food?"
"I don't know," said Ali Baba. "We must weigh it."
"I don't have scales," said Ali Baba's wife. "I'll use Kasim's scales."
Ali Baba's wife went to Kasim's house and she found Kasim's wife.
"Can I use your scales, please?" asked Ali Baba's wife.
"What for?"
asked Kasim's wife. She didn't like Ali Baba's wife.
"Oh, nothing," said Ali Baba's wife.
She didn't want to tell Kasim's wife about the money.
"It's not important."
Kasim's wife wanted to know why Ali Baba's wife needed the scales. Before she gave the scales to her, she put a little honey onto the scales. But Ali Baba's wife didn't see.
"Thank you. I'll give them back to you later," said Ali Baba's wife, and she left.
Ali Baba and his wife weighed the gold coins. There were a lot. They could buy food for the family for a long time. Then Ali Baba's wife took the scales back to Kasim's house.
"Thank you," said Kasim's wife.
After Ali Baba's wife left, Kasim's wife looked at the scales. On the honey, she saw one gold coin.
"Look," she said to Kasim, "Ali Baba and his wife have a lot of money. They weighed gold coins. You must go to Ali Baba. Ask him where he found the money. He must give some to us."
Kasim went to his brother's house. "Brother, we know you have a lot of money," said Kasim. "Where did you find it?"
"I cannot tell you," said Ali Baba. "But you must. I'm your family. You must give some to me."
Ali Baba was a good man, and there was a lot of money for his brother too. So he told Kasim about the rock and the 40 thieves.
"Don't take all the money," he said. "The thieves will come back."
Kasim didn't listen to Ali Baba. He got on his horse and took a second horse as well. He went to the rock in the forest and he said the words, "Open sesame." The door opened and Kasim saw so much money he couldn't carry it all on two horses. Kasim went into the room.
"Close sesame," he said.
Inside, Kasim took some bags of money. Then he took more and more. He was hot and tired. So he drank some water and slept a little.
"Where am I?" thought Kasim when he woke up. "Ah, yes, the gold coins. Now I must take my money and go back to my wife." But what words did he need to say?
"Open bananas," he said.
Nothing.
"Open fruitcake," he said.
Nothing. Kasim couldn't remember the words. He sat and waited.
"I need to remember the words," he said, "or Ali Baba will come and find me."
And soon he was asleep again. But Kasim didn't remember the word, and Ali Baba didn't come. But the 40 thieves did. The boss and the thieves found Kasim asleep with their bags of gold coins. They were not very happy. They killed Kasim and cut him into 4 pieces.